Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand, in episode number 32 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. We discuss that Cheyenne's three-year-old,
yes,
and my four-year-old are now married.
Yeah, we're now family.
Wow, how about that? My daughter started to do a striptease and just weird things that her kids have done.
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend for kids this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're either learning and experimenting way too soon or we're just bad parents. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the fence. But hey, if you're there, I'm there, so we're partying together, I guess.
Whatever. Right. All right. And also, producer JP's top three to me. What do we talk about today?
Fast food, wine, food, and bad driving.
All right. It's all coming at you right now in episode number 32 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
So apparently... Mm-hmm. Our kids are married, Cheyenne.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so weird. I never thought we'd be related.
Over the weekend, my sister was in town with her daughter.
Yeah.
And her daughter's, how old's Brooklyn? 12, 13?
Something like that. Just somewhere around there.
And my daughter, who's four, Tatum's four, and how old's Easton?
Three.
You guys were over on Saturday, and... my daughter, who's eight, the oldest one's eight, and then Brooklyn, her cousin, who's 12, 13, as we were just talking about, decided to throw a wedding for Tatum and Easton.
What was funny is when I walked through the door, Kaylin runs up to me. She says, "We're going to throw a prank wedding." She was very about it was going to be a prank wedding for Tatum and Easton. And then the next thing you know, Tatum comes out in her long pink wig. She's got a dress on, a sash. Like, she's dressed to the nines.
I got to post that picture. I can't believe I haven't posted it yet. Yeah.
To marry Easton, who's in his swim shorts. It was just crazy.
There he is. Showing it to producer JP right now. You haven't seen it yet.
I haven't even seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen that picture yet? Yeah, he's in a swim short.
He's shorts. So proud.
Yeah, no, he really is. That smile.
They really do have that couple glow, though, when you take pictures when they're wearing the rings.
They do. Yeah. Oh, there was rings involved.
They're cheesing.
They both had a ring themselves.
Okay, so who tried to get who to kiss who?
Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn tried to get Easton and Tatum to kiss.
Yes, and I heard it. So
you guys overheard this before it actually happened,
right? So okay. It was in your front living room. So Gunner has a formal and an informal living room, and they were in the front half and we were in the back.
Yeah.
But there's a hallway, and I kept hearing whispers of like kisses and this and that. And then it became a little bit more obvious what they were talking about, then my mom's senses like kicked in and I was like intently listening. And then I heard them go, "Well, just kiss Easton and Tatum, close your eyes and just kiss." And I was like, "Ah!" So, breaks. No.
No. Yeah, I know. Which they shouldn't at all. No. But do they learn this from Disney movies? Where do they learn this from?
I don't know. Maybe because there is kissing in Disney movies, especially like the live action ones that's there.
Yeah.
you know, Snow White, he kisses her. Cinderella, he kisses her. You know, there's so much of it everywhere. So I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm not saying it's abnormal. Like,
no.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, if I went back in time, I did the same thing.
They were just having fun with it.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, they had married them, air quotes, you know, they had gotten married.
Now, Easton and Tatum, it's your wedding night.
Exactly. And that's kind of what it was. That's
my
and
goodness,
so
man.
When your sister was sitting next to me and when we like figured out what was going on, I yelled no, told her what was happening. She went in there and dealt with the older kids and Easton came in. Just sat by me, but I could hear her talking to Brooklyn. Like, just because they're play married doesn't mean that they do that.
Does Easton even know what that is?
No. Like, he's got no idea. He's just hanging out with the girls. Half the time, they put him in dresses anyway. So.
But you may want to worry about your son hanging out with my daughters because Kaylin, my 8-year-old, last night. I don't know what the heck she's watching. All I know is that she's on YouTube learning how to draw things, right?
Yes, and she is an incredibly good drawer.
So good.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking there's times in between where she's not doing what we think she's doing. Because last night, she goes, Dad, put on Katy Perry Roar. She loves, she's been on this.
Yeah.
She played it like 15 times in a row the other day.
Oh, yeah. That does not surprise me.
And I go, why? She goes, because I want to get undressed. And then she starts doing this stupid, like, are you having a seizure dance? Like somebody who doesn't know how to dance, right? And taking her clothes off as she's doing this. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? And that's when Emily walks in the room. I go, hey, Em.
You need to deal with this.
Kaylin's trying to dance and take her clothes off at the same time.
And what'd your wife say?
I said, Kaylin, no! You know? See,
you gotta pay attention to what they're watching.
Is Kaylin having daddy issues already? I hope not.
You put her on the pole.
I feel like I'm attentive.
Kids, though, man, kids will be kids. Like, it's I didn't expect it this soon.
No.
Makes me sad that they're growing up like this fast because of how culture is today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so even if she's not watching that, there's commercials that come on with YouTube and stuff in the middle of things. And you never know what commercial is going to pop up.
And it's all innocent right now. But, I mean, at what age does it start, right?
Right.
And when I say does it start, I mean like when they're teenagers and start experimenting.
Right.
My daughter is 8. She's already wearing a bra.
Yeah.
The heck?
Well,
she's wearing a little trainer bra.
It's because she needs one. She's starting to develop a little
bit. My wife, she developed at a very young age as well.
And I did as well. So.
And I know how I was as a boy in junior high and high school. All I wanted to do is... You know, that's all I wanted to do.
Oh, my God.
I was always the dork.
Yeah.
Never was able to... Didn't have my hands on a woman until I was 18.
You're so cute.
I was at 21. I lost my virginity at 21. But no, all just the dirty images and the dirty thoughts in my mind when I was in junior high and high school with girls that were like that, man.
Right.
If they're starting like this now with the kids, with the kissing and the wedding and my daughter's stripteasing and stuff like that at 8, it's going to start early as a teenager, right?
I definitely agree with you. I think it will. And the other question I would have, like I have, is when do you know that they know better? Right? When is the appropriate time to go, no, you know better than this?
Yeah.
Like, when you have younger kids around, you're not all like, because Brooklyn is the older kid between her siblings. So she's not growing up like side by side with these young kids. So when
I wouldn't say that my sister's the best at maintaining her kids to be the ideal child. When we were in Arizona, Brooklyn sometimes gets into a mood. And there's been times when she was very we all went to Disneyland 3 or 4 years ago. She had a complete breakdown in the middle of the walkway at Disneyland. Everybody's looking, she's screaming, she's just like bloody murder, right? And the only way to fix her was to reset to go down to the entry of Disneyland and we all walk in again. That was the only way to fix that tantrum.
Why?
Arizona.
Okay.
My sister tried to take something away from Brooklyn. Brooklyn socked her in the stomach. Yeah. And she's 12.
No.
She's a 12-year-old. And I heard the like that, man, on my sister's stomach.
My child wouldn't be alive.
Oh, there was no way that, yeah, no. So she's not the best at doing that with the kids.
Holy, you know, I think
she's a great mom, this,
yeah,
and that.
Yeah,
but
she's,
I mean,
fantastic.
When it comes to discipline.
Authority.
And at least with Brooklyn. Yeah. But it may be something with Brooklyn. I don't know. You know, but when it comes to with the kids, with Brooklyn in this instance, not the best, but if you're in this, Karen, I love you. I just saw her sock you in the stomach over the weekend. So
I'm surprised you didn't sock her. Oh, man.
What am I going to do, man? You know how my mom is.
I know.
When she has her thoughts of things and I speak up, you know how she is.
It's,
man,
hard. Like, and I adore your mom, but I had to walk away from her this weekend because, yeah, we were in a situation like that where I was not going to win, and I just walked away because she's not my mom.
Well, in this situation, it was my daughters trying to watch you change your son's diaper.
Yes.
And they want to see that male part that's on the front of every male.
Yeah.
And they have not seen that.
They
come into the bathroom when I'm showering. Kidding me?
No. Get out. Kick him out.
Yeah, they don't even come close.
Yeah.
You know? So they have no idea. Mm-hmm. And then there's you changing a baby diaper, Easton's diaper, and then he's got this thing hanging out the front of him.
Yeah, it's different.
They're curious.
But my three-year-old is not the one that you need to be seeing that on.
Yeah, no. So my daughters are not allowed to watch you change Easton's diaper. My mom doesn't see any issue with it.
Right.
And you're on they don't need to be seeing Easton.
Yeah.
So my mom, so you guys, before you butted heads, you stood up and walked away.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how my mom is on a lot of parenting situations that we have with my daughters and stuff. My mom likes to buy them sugary smoothies.
Slushies. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with them having one a day. I'm like, okay, what about that time, Mom, when you went to McDonald's? And they didn't have the medium size that Kaylin gets, so you bought her three smalls to make good for the one medium.
Right.
She does not need three small ices.
No, she's eight. She doesn't even need one a day.
She's put on like 20 pounds over the last 5 months, too.
She has. She has gotten a little on the curvy side. Yeah.
And I blame
she's
it
cute
on my
as
mom.
A button.
No, she is. I blame it on my mom and all the sugary drinks and the McDonald's every day.
It's rough. It gets rough when you butt heads with a parent or even like your friends' parents because, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's a very fine line of respect in having to stand up for yourself and your parenting.
Well, and you can't say much, you know, if I ever tried to say something to my mom, and I have, she'll always bring up the fact, well, I'm not down here that often and I'm here helping you guys out, because she is. I mean, like, Tatum's got 5 days of chemo this week. And she's at Cardin's with Tatum right now, and she's going to be there until 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So by her coming down here and doing that today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, it's allowing Emily to be at work, allows me to be at work.
Right. And it's great, but she can't hold that against you guys. That's not very, I mean, going through what you're going through, it's a grandma and a mom helping you guys.
Yeah.
And that's just like holding something over somebody's head.
Oh, man.
And that bums me out.
My wife Emily and my mom have gotten into it at times. So there's been times where mom's like, can you just take me to the airport? And I had to go take her out, drive out on power out into the hills out there, you know, towards Payson, and talk her off the cliff, if you will, you know?
Well, it gets heated. And when you are very, you know, on your wife's end, when you feel offended or feel like you're not being respected as a mom, that gets hard. Mm-hmm. And on your mom's side, she feels like she's, you know, you guys are feeling ungrateful that she's, you know, whatever it is she's feeling.
Yeah.
Because I haven't talked to her about it. Like, I've talked to Emily about it, so I know how she feels. But, I mean, it's a hard line to walk.
Oh, that's what you have to look forward to with kids there, Mr. JP.
I feel like we just unloaded a ton of birth control.
The last 10 minutes, producer JP is like, do I really want kids?
That's fair. I mean,
that's
a fair question. Yeah. But when Cheyenne was telling the story about Easton wearing dresses, when I was growing up and I was around Easton's age, there's this game called Pretty Pretty Princess. And you'd wear earrings and the winner got the tiara. And I would wear the tiara and I thought it was the coolest thing because I'm the winner. Yes. Because I'm competitive like both of you guys, Gunner and Cheyenne.
Yeah.
And once people started figuring out that I played Pretty Pretty Princess and was good at it, all the neighborhood kids were laughing at me. And then
that's funny.
It went away. way.
I love that he plays dress up. I definitely don't mind it.
Yeah.
Because their clothes are on underneath the dresses.
Yes.
It's when you're trying to watch me change. And
curiosity just gets the best of
it. It does. And yeah. he's starting to, you know, he said to me today, because he's here, because my nanny's car is broken. So when I take him into the bathroom with me, just this morning, he goes, I have a pee-pee. You know have pee-pee. And I was like, yeah.
That's an accurate statement.
Yeah,
son.
He goes, only boys have pee-pees. I'm like, oh, gosh.
He's in the know.
This is starting years prior.
You know, Kaylin probably said something.
It's possible. But only I've been, you know, teaching pee-pees. Him, you know, these are your privates. You are the only you and mommy are the only people who can, you know, touch this unless you're at preschool and they're changing your pull up. But
that's nutty, man.
It's crazy that at three, I have to go through that process.
Remember that movie Kindergarten Cop where the little kid speaks up for show and tell and he's like, boys have penises, girls have vaginas. Yeah. It's just, it's the declaration. Yeah. They know. And they're so excited they know.
Yeah. It's something different. Dude, I just didn't expect it.
And, well, yeah, no, you don't. And I mean, you see those movies like Kindergarten Cop and you see other kids doing the things that your kids are doing now. And, you know, this is before even having kids. You're like, oh, my kids are never going to do that. You know,
or, guess what?
Or this and that. Here we are. They do. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Being a parent is real. You really got to show them the way.
Yeah.
You can't just pop them out and stick them in front of a tablet.
No. Even though that's what I've done for the last 2 weeks to survive, it's fine. But his is locked down. His tablet is locked down.
Oh, God. So. All right. What do we got? You have some stuff for us today?
I do have some stuff for you guys.
Producer JP's top three to me? All right, man. Go for it.
So in 2020, Taco Bell is taking away things. It's taking away the cheesy potatoes.
Don't get me started.
Yep. It's taking away the Mexican pizzas.
I saw that.
Okay.
When's the last time you bought a Mexican pizza?
I didn't even know they had Mexican pizza on the menu.
Did you like those?
I did like the Mexican pizza. It's probably been a couple of months since I've had a Mexican pizza.
Oh, a couple of months, man. The last time I had a Mexican pizza was when I worked at Taco Bell. And that was back in, 1999, 2000?
Yeah.
And I worked Taco Bell for a week, and I enjoyed Mexican pizzas on my lunch break because I've never heard of them, never had one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's free? Sweet. Oh, I'll take one.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But that was it.
I am bummed about the cheesy fiesta potatoes, though.
Yeah, so those are gone, but now they're starting to add stuff to the menu. So are we going to get excited with a possible addition that they just had in Canada called Taco Bell Wine, the Jalapeno Noir?
I don't know.
You don't look impressed.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, at Taco Bell. They're adding it to the menu. It's wild strawberry, cherry, and beetroot wine that goes good with the toasted cheesy chalupa.
If I go to Taco Bell, I usually have $3 in my pocket. How much is the wine?
looks like $19 American.
What the heck?
No.
No, it's not going to
last. I'm not.
There is that Taco Bell in Vegas, though, that sells alcohol, right?
Yeah, they'll throw you a wedding there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm in Taco Bell in Vegas, I'm definitely getting a number 9 with no tomatoes with a side of tequila.
Oh.
All day. Yeah. Which is a Crunchwrap Supreme, if you didn't know.
So Taco Bell wine, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Down. Hard down.
Supreme. You get the same thing Emily does.
I know.
Crunchwrap Supreme, no tomatoes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's because the chalupas aren't what they used to be. They're just not. Remember when the Chalupa Supremes first came out with the nacho cheese and they were hearty? That's what I miss. I miss the hearty chalupa.
The grilled stuffed burritos are what I miss. Those are great.
I don't know if I've ever had one of those.
Yeah. It's a burrito that they throw in the same thing they put your Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
No,
the
Crunchwrap Supreme. They make a little toasty on the outside of the tortilla.
Yeah, the toaster oven
thing.
So
it's a burrito, essentially, that they throw in there. And you could get, and it was like the double XL. They put extra meat on there.
Double XL burrito, yeah.
Oh, God, it was just a protein-packed freaking little burrito. And it was decent. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know? And no more. But Mexican pizza, not going to miss that.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep talking about food now because I'm hungry. So it looks like the Reese's, the peanut butter cup, is going to put potato chips in it and be available for sale.
Honestly, I'm kind of excited for that. I will definitely try that.
I'm in too. I like the salty and sweet combinations.
Yeah.
I'll put McDonald's fries and sweet and sour sauce. You get a little sweet, a little bit of salty.
I don't know if I've ever done that, but I definitely like dip it in my milkshake.
I'll try it, but I don't know. I don't know if
I'll crave it.
I like the original, you know? I always think of a peanut butter cup as being healthy because of the peanut butter.
Oh!
See, and I'm not even a peanut butter cup fan.
Yeah,
so.
Chips to it makes it unhealthy. Sorry.
I can't do it.
Well, the third story I have is not food related. It's the top signs that you're a bad driver.
Okay.
And any guesses to what makes you the worst driver?
Not using your turn signal. Mm-hmm.
That is number six.
Ooh, nice. Cool.
Which is funny because in my household, my wife Heidi, she will absolutely grill me for putting on my turn signal when I'm in parking lots. I'll take a right into the parking space.
Oh, I use them.
And she'll go, what are you doing, Grandpa?
Actually, in Washington State, they teach you that in driver's ed. You're supposed to. So at Walmart, and you're in the back half of the parking lot, and you're just driving through the lanes, you know, to get to wherever, and you go to turn down an aisle, you're supposed to use your blinker. Like, that's in Washington State. That's what they teach you in driver's ed.
The only time I use a blinker in the parking lot is if I get to a parking spot first to show my intention of that. That's mine. I'm marking my territory.
You're courting.
I might as well get out and just piss on the parking spot. That's what it means when you turn the turn signal on.
The turn signal in the parking lot is a universal sign for peeing on a hydrant.
That's exactly what it is, man.
And if you really want to get extreme, you can put on your hazard. So you got both of them going.
Who knows where I'm going to go?
Which spot is it? The right or the left?
Well, I don't think that makes you a good driver, but it says excessive speeding is number one, that you're the worst driver, 61%. And then cutting people off is number two. Tailgating is number three. Constant road rage is number four, which constant road rage, you just get in your car and you're already looking for something.
Yeah, no. No.
I used to do a lot of that before having kids. Now I've kind of, not so much.
I get irritated with dumb drivers. Like drivers that you watch that you're like following behind and you follow them for miles and you're just like, that person is going to cause an accident. And like in my brain, I get road rage. I'm like, why can't you just use your blinker? Why you got to drive like that? Like in my brain, I get road rage.
I used to, like when somebody does piss me off like that, let's say if they're in the left lane and I'm trying to go fast, but you're going slow in the left lane, going around them on the right.
And then cut them off, getting back
over.
Yeah,
not using your blinker, but just leaving like a foot between the bumpers, right?
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore, having kids and stuff like that.
I don't do that when my kids are in the car.
Easton's here.
Yeah.
You mentioned that.
He's in it. He's bored.
Producer JP forgot to lock the door.
Whoops, Daisy.
Normally.
He just came in with a birthday hat on his head.
He's bored.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore, man. Live with myself isn't the right word for it, but I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if I got into an accident or ended up getting more like into a weird police chase because I cut somebody off, caused an accident, and somehow ended up on the run. And,
are in the car. I had that same thought process. Yeah.
So I've really kind of toned it down a little bit.
With my kids are in the car, I'm like an insanely safe driver. Like, I stop all the way at stop signs, and I wait 3 seconds.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You count to three?
Not that bad.
In my brain.
Mississippi?
Not one Mississippi, but I'll be like, two, three. No,
stop.
Okay. Dead serious. My mom will even tell you this. My mom has witnessed me do this.
Well, see, she does have like the biggest, safest car seat for Easton. That thing is massive. Like, seriously, if her car rolled like 10 times and fell off a cliff, Ethan would be just fine. That car seat is massive.
It's not.
Dude, can you try to get into my car? It's so big, man.
I'm super safe. I couldn't. I don't know if I could live with myself if something happened to my kids due to my driving. No.
No. I feel like mission accomplished. We've been more aware of our driving and how to be safer. And one of the things on here, in closing, is that driving with one hand on the wheel is bad driving.
Every time.
I know, me too.
Yeah, every time. Only time I'll put two hands on is if I'm going like 105 and I'm passing somebody.
I drive with two hands regularly.
Good for you.
Yes.
10-2?
Yep.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
But it also helps me sit up straight and I just feel like I'm more in control. Again, it's a control thing. I know that I'm in control of what's
usually
happening.
At noon or I'm at 6. Both with the left hand. That's it. All right. That all you got, man?
That's all I got.
All right, man. That's the podcast for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.